In Barrie City, a volunteer effort has sprung up to help Central Vermonters recover from the flood. It's called the Hope Coalition, and it's made up of mostly local faith organizations. And as Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reports, this group is drawing volunteer labor from some unlikely places.
In an old religious school on the outer edge of Barrie City, green canvas cots are arranged neatly in the carpeted classrooms.
This is one of our dorm rooms here. Obviously, it's an old classroom, but, you know, set up with bunks and, cots. And
Dan Malin says these austere accommodations have provided a place to sleep for hundreds of people who've traveled more than 1,000 miles in some instances to help people they've never met recover from the flood. This all-volunteer effort is being organized by the Hope Coalition, a group made up mostly of local faith organizations. The coalition provides congregate living spaces, and they cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the school's industrial kitchen.
Our effort is to make sure that when teams volunteer, we provide them with all the things necessary so that they can spend the majority of their time actually working and helping out local residents.
The coalition and the network of far-flung faith groups that Malin's been able to summon are trying to fill the gaps in government-run flood relief programs. Malin started down this track at the tail end of his 32-year military career during a combat tour in Afghanistan when he received orders from on high for his next big mission.
God spoke to me and said, Dan, I want you to serve me in the same way that you've served country for so many years.
Malin retired from the Army as a colonel shortly thereafter and returned to his hometown of Barrie City. It didn't take long, he says, to figure out what God had in mind.
And I thought, man, there's a lot of people who are just overlooked in Barrie, the homeless, addicted, and hungry in our own hometown. And there's a mission to be done right here.
Malin and his wife, Dawn, started a soup kitchen that slowly sprouted into Enough Ministries, an evangelical church in downtown Barrie City. And when floodwaters inundated their community, Malin spearheaded the formation of a long-term recovery group that now operates out of a vacant school compound owned by the Seventh-day Adventists.
This is our global headquarters. Well, at least it's regional headquarters. The hub of all power.
The old gymnasium here is packed with pallets of cleaning supplies and personal hygiene products. Another building nearby houses a food pantry and supplies of winter clothing. Most importantly, though, this space functions as a dormitory for the hundreds of out-of-state religious groups that have been traveling here since the days after the flood to muck out flooded homes and perform heating and electrical repairs needed to get them habitable before winter. It's been 4 months since the summer floods devastated communities across Vermont, and for many flood survivors, life has returned to normal. But in communities such as Barrie City, where 10% of the housing stock was damaged or destroyed, Malin says the path to recovery has been more arduous. The Hope Coalition has a caseload of about 140 homes in 27 towns in central Vermont, many of which Malin visits regularly.
And, you know, oftentimes this is what we'll see is the head of the household sitting on a 5-gallon bucket, you know, sort of deer in the headlights look. And there are piles of stuff in the house that is building materials and trash and stuff that they laid out to dry.
Sue Minter, executive director of Capstone Community Action, says financial aid awarded by FEMA often isn't nearly enough to cover the cost of needed repairs.
The need to address these critical needs of people without warmth, without walls, right now is so essential. And it's why the Hope Coalition and the many long-term recovery committees that are starting to form are so essential.
What makes the Hope Coalition's approach so unique and so effective, Minter says, is the volunteer labor that Malin's been able to solicit.
And most importantly, he is recruiting and bringing teams to come and help people rebuild homes. So that is already on the ground and really the furthest ahead in central Vermont.
We had teams that came from pretty much every state east of the Mississippi.
On a recent evening, as Malin gave a tour of the facility, the newest crew arrived.
Welcome,
Dan. Folks.
Hello, are you?
I'm Dan.
Dan.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm Barb.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Donna Yancey and Jesse and Barbara Zare are retirees from a Mennonite community about halfway between Utica, New York, and Canada. They drove nearly 5 hours to get here, and Barbara Zare says she's here to do whatever needs doing.
We're hands-on people. We like to work with our hands, and they tell us we have to put up insulation. Show me how, I'll do it.
Donna Yancey says sleeping on a cot for a week and working for free on other people's houses is an act of kindness born of her faith.
Well, we always use the example of Jesus, you know, and his love for humanity and loving your neighbor as you would love your, you know, more than yourself. And that is the action speaks louder than words.
The volunteer crews that have traveled here have provided more than 7,000 hours in free labor since July. Malin says the recovery effort will continue until their work is no longer needed. And he says he already has teams booked to arrive in spring for some of the hardest cases. For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.